जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Process to Attain Real Happiness, delivered to ISKCON Youth Forum devotees at Juhu, Mumbai.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvara Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा
In the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Krishna discusses three kinds of happiness. Happiness of goodness, happiness of passion, and happiness of ignorance. And earlier, Satan already discussed the mode of illumination. So what does Krishna say? Is happiness and goodness. It's written in the beginning. Written in the beginning. It's sweet in the end. And it's sweet, there is no realization. You want happiness, you want passion. Sweet in the beginning. This is the end, and which is derived of contact of the senses, this is the subject. What happens in ignorance? Maybe there's no change. So, happiness and goodness is which is the beginning and which is the end, and which wakes you up to self-realization. So you may say, why do we say it's just a control my cup? So why do we say happiness and goodness is written in the beginning and seed of the end? Because we want permanent happiness. If you get that permanent happiness, you have to pay a certain price. Nothing is free. Anything is free. Anything free has no value, isn't it? You have many rules that come and give you instant diksha. 1 minute, 1,000 minutes among you. And that doesn't have much value. So in this course, there's only rules and exams you have to take. So it happens to goodness is bitter. So in the beginning at all, chant Hare Krishna, so chanting is new to Prajapa. Chant Hare Krishna, the chanting is new to singing, Hindi music. Chant Eat Krishna Prasad, the chanting is new to eating, everything in McDonald's and so on. So we are used to so many wrong activities. When you come in contact with devotees, we are told to observe some discipline. In the beginning it is bitter. But then, when you start following the process, chanting, reading, associating with devotees, in the same discipline becomes peace. To give you a crude example, sometimes you have to go for surgery. Now nobody likes surgery. Nobody wants to enjoy surgery unless you are in. That's not a very nice. One devotee in America of the real story. The real devotee, he gives anesthesia for surgery. And the law is, unless the doctor giving anesthesia certifies this patient is ready for operation, the doctor cannot perform it. The one patient was many, many weeks, and the anesthesia doctor said, he told the doctor who is good to use with me, I'm sorry, you can't operate on this man because he's too weak. He could die. And then the surgeon said, oh, I'm going to lose income. And we have to lose my income today. And after my 4 hours of graduation, I budgeted 4 hours for this operation. What will I do for the next 4 hours? He was fighting with the doctor. He was like, no, you can't operate. That's the condition of a doctor in the world, even in America. It's not a story in Washington. So, nobody likes surgery, but we still have to undergo it. But then when you recover from the disease, then you say, ah, it's okay, I'm fine. Just like you. When you're going into the IIT or anything, you work hard, study, and you sacrifice so many things. And then when you get to the IIT, graduate, get a good job, you say, oh, it was worth it. But generally, in the beginning, you're willing to follow spiritual standards, they appear bigger. In the end, they become sweet. Then it happens in what it happens is passion. Sweet in the beginning, bitter in the end, and when you derive of contact of the senses and bodies. That's why people like smoking, drinking, taking drugs is so common now. Isn't it? I was in Punjab, and there was, and I read in the paper the other day, this drug smuggling from Pakistan to India via Punjab, and so many students are taking it up. So you take all these things, finding people in drugs, they want to feel high, want to forget their misery. Finding people taking alcohol, want to forget their misery. That's right. All these things in the beginning, you don't want to have pretext. You don't want to have pretext there. Take the rest of your game. They are busy talking about, oh, we need to find medicine at your age. And Bill Gates, Microsoft, he is accepting these donations to help victims of AIDS. If you want to go control aid, very simple. Follow the laws of God. You want to follow the laws of God. And then you want to find a cure to the disease. So, happiness is passion. It's really in the beginning. These small brain, deep brain. But then they all have repercussions. All these activities are so called sense pleasure. Have a negative result. Whether we follow the laws of God, lead a disciplined life, we don't have to worry. What happens in passion is, you do the beginning and better in the end. And the ignorance is an invitation of faithfulness. So you the only the right fortunate, you come to the right place, right from stop. Taking it real after. So why did you have to follow the process? The process that is being presented to you is very ancient, authoritative, and everyone just follow this path. If you follow this path, you'll be happy. I agree. I can hit a few questions. Okay. No questions. No. Okay. That's why you get the ball rolling.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very briefly and shortly, you said this power we can get us happy. But still, we see that these things, they endeavor people, they attract people.
Yes.
How do we tear ourselves and others from that?
No, I appear to be beautiful. It is difficult. Why should they even try to overcome it? Krishna is something. And then Krishna says, but if it's present to me, then he can overcome. So, my husband's attractive, as long as we are not exposed to real knowledge. Just like Prabhupada started a speaking movement. The more Prabhupada said to the West, hardly anyone knew what Krishna consciousness was. And after he started speaking, people started joining. And these are people who came from Christian background, Muslim background, Buddhist background, from background that people had never even heard of Krishna. But they tried the process, it worked. They enjoy it. They continue to practice. So, yes. Anybody who says, I'm not affected by Maya, I'm not powerful himself. She's a bluffer. We are all affected by Maya. Therefore, we have to take precautions. Just like in the rainy season, you can't even bring it up with you. Because then today's cold, some of you, including myself, are very excited. And that's precaution. So we need to take precautions. What is our precaution? Staying in devotee association. Come every Sunday to this program. Chant Hare Krishna. Read the books. And then, do your job, do your study. God uses you like this. Just like this music. So, is it okay? More questions? Yes, I already got the ball rolling.
Your faith initially comes from hearing and reading.
Then if you practice the process, your faith will become stronger. That's like they say, practice makes a man perfect. You know that in English? It's good that he said it in English. Practice makes a man perfect. So if you practice Krishna consciousness, your faith will also become stronger. It's like a mother, as she nourishes the child, when it transfers to the child, it increases. color that is painted to create new creatures. If you're doing practice and you have no faith,
that is something is coming and equation must be right. Because of that, we are not able to do nothing.
It is an obstacle.
Yes. So,
obstacle from your family, friends.
Right. If you want to do some career, but if your career is affecting other people, so what to do?
First of all, first of all, if you're practicing bhakti, you're not supposed to be your carrier. We have so many devotees. We get deities from all sorts of Cambridge at a young age. So bhakti doesn't say, done, study. All bhakti says, study about Krishna. So, now your next point is, carrier becomes an obstacle. What food are you planning to carry? If you were planning a carrier and you're opening liquor shops, butcher shops, then they're going to go off to you. If you're planning to be a CA, every temple needs a CA. If CA is one job, then everybody needs, with their parma or in the temple. Right? Is it different? You already started? Or aren't you?
No, I didn't have
it. You can do it, it's not fair. Okay? Yes.
How do I maintain consciousness that this work is for Krishna? Or the form of getting completely different? How do we maintain the consciousness that what I'm doing is for Krishna? Like you said,
you have provided your offering, the reverse is with your own. The Hindus will say, nothing is mine! Lord Krishna! There is no one in their pocket. So, if you're offering the results of Krishna to some degree, that is good. But you're pocketing everything, you think it's for Krishna, and that's that. It's good. The Indians, they all say, I have nothing in my ears. But the checkbook is money. Everything you're never going to buy one, but the checkbook is only for me. Okay. Yes.
You have equally my thinking that starting as a relationship with Krishna, but we have lost. How to again connect to Krishna?
That's what we're trying to do. Help you re-establish your forgotten relationship. That's why we're doing this cast. Okay. So that relationship gets to be
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is that when we are attending Bhagavad Gita classes and Bhagavad Gita classes or reading lectures and also reading books, and at that moment we will be feeling like we have to do something in a 100% natural enthusiasm. When we actually do something, but at that moment I cannot find 100% enthusiasm, like if for a distinction or anything, there will be some obstacles. Mind will not support that much of
You see, we can't expect that this Hare Krishna consciousness and everything will be perfect. Maya will always try to create difficulties. So we need to practice with determination. And it takes time to become a pure devotee where you have spontaneous bhava. Therefore, take devotee association, take direction of Guru Sadhu Shastra.
What is the mode of chanting? Normally, we only chant and hear. So that is sufficient, or some particular mode we have to cultivate?
Yes, chant and hear. Mode is your service to the Lord, your praise to the Lord, same engagement in devotional service. Yes, sir. Speak louder than I'll hear. Oh. You can take the mic. Can you repeat?
Hare Krishna. Sometimes when we are in the process, certain obstacles come. We discuss with our counselors or and then get the solution. Certain problems which are too personal, we feel very shy in discussing that. And then we see that other devotee, indirectly we see that some other devotee had faced same problem, and then when we saw that solution, what solution he got, we try to apply the same solution. We try to chant more seriously, increase our sadhana, but still that problem persists. So in that case, it is very difficult to open our heart and share the thing. He's ready to somebody more about. Don't we think, oh, if I let him know what my weakness is, he'll laugh at me. Don't worry about that. Jesus will receive this problem. Tell him this is my problem. Jesus. Okay? You stay in the temple, you know? Stay in the temple.
Are there any audience here? They enjoy choice. Choice between my and Krishna. Yeah. Anything else? Any other questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, my question was that while practicing bhakti, generally we face some problem that we are having postponing mentality.
I'll tell you tomorrow. Is that what you mean? Postponing mentality?
Postponing is the, suppose we have taken some vow. For some resolution we make that we'll practice this.
We haven't started tomorrow, I'll start here.
Yes.
Baba gave a story once. What did he say? There was one man who was bringing water to Jagannath Puri temple every day. He would not go inside for that. He would be in the Kaljaya tomorrow. Every day he was just saying like this. You're going to go cow? I'll get it. So we should not fall too much. This time in Thai race was over. Okay, last question, then I have to go. Who
four questions. Okay, there's one from there. Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, when we joined the Punjab Ashram, or when we joined the Krishna Master College, there were a lot of concerns of preaching, and like over the years, we find it like most sensitive is not there to reach out. It's like, okay, we to maintain it or the other, don't compromise on your sadhana, don't compromise on your seva. And if you do that, it is to the other who will maintain. Sometimes you say, oh, I've had enough breathing, I'm going to take a little break. You break with the sadhana. You take a break, that's what you do here and together. Okay. I want to thank you, devotees. We don't want to have to go. We're going to have to entertain you better than I can. You want a guitar too?
Yeah.
Did you buy the ticket for the show? Oh, then I go out here. Did you buy a ticket?
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.